This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Time for our weekend overview of what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with Victoria Keelan and my pal John Harper from WMEL on the Space Coast. I was watching Armageddon on TV last night. I was thinking a lot about John and what goes on the Space Coast, that movie with Bruce Willis and all the people that went up to destroy. Yeah. Remember that was done. That was actually done during Jay Honeycutt's era because he was encouraging lots of people to come and do movies and TV shows at the shuttle headquarters. And I don't want to be too inside here. Honeycutt is a great friend of mine. He was a great friend of the Space Coast and the program. He ran the shuttle program and actually ran Cape Kennedy for 4 years for NASA. So all of these things, these movies that were done, that was that movie. There was another one out the same year that was more or less the same story. Do you remember that? It wasn't, it was, I'm trying to remember, it was...
That one I don't remember, no.
Don't you remember it? I'm trying to remember who the people that were... Anyway, listen, that doesn't help us get into the stories for this week, so let's keep moving here. The charts for the week of November 23rd to the 27th. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. That seemed to have been the number one story of the week, so Victoria and John. John's actually traveling, so maybe he tells us his story first about traveling for Thanksgiving. How was your trip up to Atlanta from the Space Coast driving? What did you see? What did you experience? How was the food? What did you actually go through?
Actually, the drive up to Atlanta from the Space Coast was non-eventful. Traffic I left on Wednesday afternoon. Traffic on Wednesday was terrible. But by the time I got closer to Atlanta, it seemed to lighten up. So it really wasn't too bad and rather delightful. It was good to get away.
How about going when you were stopping for hotel accommodations and restaurants and that sort of thing? Did you encounter any difficulties or was it pretty normal?
Actually, Doug, I found the hotels were wide open. Yeah. The particular one I stayed in, I don't even think it was half full, and the other hotels in the area that were clustered in the same area, I didn't have an exact number, a head count, but it seemed like they were only operating at half capacity as well. So the hotels were not a problem at all.
How about Waffle House? Did you find a Waffle House?
I passed a lot of Waffle Houses, but usually it was McDonald's to get a quick cup of coffee and to move on from there. So
keep on going.
Just keep on going. Yeah,
keep on trucking. All right, so
not a problem at all.
That was good. Victoria, you did not have your usual Thanksgiving event that is going to your families, and I think that probably bespeaks. I didn't either. Frankly, although a lot of times on holidays I work on the farm and everybody goes home. But this year a lot of people did what you did, and that's kind of just hunker down, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep, we just did Thanksgiving for the two of us, and it was actually really wonderful. We had a blast. We've never made Thanksgiving dinner on our own. We're always, either at a restaurant or at my in-laws. So we had a lot of fun kind of coordinating our own Thanksgiving dinner and just with the dogs and watching movies. It was just, honestly, it was delightful. It was probably the best Thanksgiving I've ever had. It was wonderful. Mm-hmm.
So part of the Thanksgiving weekend are all of these Black Friday deals, but I think Black Friday is different this year in many respects. And I've sort of stayed away from on the DJV program and other stuff that I'm doing, promoting particular stores or at least giving Amazon more attention than I think they deserve. They get way too much media, free media attention. So why should it be that the headline that comes across the screen, Amazon's best Friday deals, why isn't it, some other company other than the fact that they're the biggest in the world? They're the biggest in part because everybody gives them free promotion. So what are you going to do when it comes to things? You have a fairly small family, John. Well, what do you do to prepare for Christmas giving?
Oddly enough, I don't go the Amazon route. I go the traditional way of trying to shop local businesses if I can and get some good selective gifts. And then send them out myself through the post office, and I try to stay away from the Amazon Prime and all of that. I know some people have been going crazy since late summer getting packages through Amazon and all of that, but I'd rather go the traditional route and do shopping in the local community and try to support the merchants as much as I can.
Yep. Maybe it's an age thing. All right. That's what Santa Harper is doing. Victoria, have you taken advantage of some of these early Black Friday things, no matter where they were?
No, I haven't done any. I do buy from Amazon. I try to find the small merchants, which are, you know, and they live and basically are surviving on Amazon right now. So I try to find that. And Amazon's a big initiative this year for Black Friday. They will direct you towards small businesses that are on the platform. So it's not hard to find them. And if you want that convenience of, you know, free shipping or 2-day shipping or whatever, Amazon's actually done a pretty decent job this year of helping promote small businesses. So that's I've gotten a lot of we're not really doing Christmas this year, so it's just going to be Lewis and me, and so we're just kind of buying stuff that we really need. You know, it's not, you know, this is the year of, you know, do you need a new, you know, do you need a new computer mouse or do you need a new, you know, like tech kind of stuff, really?
I got a lot of extra ones. If you need one, I'll send you one if you need one.
Not the living kind. I just need the little electronic kind.
So then there's the, well, I have some of those too, as a matter of fact. One of the things that Victoria has taught me, John, is what a Roomba is. I didn't know what a Roomba
was. I can't believe you don't. I mean, it's been around forever.
All right, okay. John, do you have a Roomba?
I don't have one. I certainly know what they are.
Right. Thank you, John.
Work well?
Okay.
My parents have one, and my parents, they call him Ronnie the Robot, and, like, we hear about him, like, he lives with them, like he's a person. So, but they're fascinated by Ronnie, and so, and he does a great job, so, they love it.
Okay.
Really?
All right, so with the number
one
thing.
I've never seen
one
in operation.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you missed much. Anyway, I'm spoiled because I have somebody clean my house. I don't know whether they use a Roomba or they don't use a Roomba.
No.
That's Thanksgiving and what we're doing to get ready for the next holiday. Meanwhile, the reality is set by what's happening in the COVID department, the projections of who's going to get it, how many people are going to get it, not being able to travel a lot in the normal traditional ways, or at least being worried about it. I think the vaccines are the big story here this week between what is coming out of Pfizer and Moderna. I just learned, you maybe heard me say it, John, that I was talking to Ken Kronhaus, my very good friend and cardiologist, who says that he's going to have it, and most everybody else that's in the medical profession will have all of the first shot. The first round will be on December 11th. That's when they're going to start. If the FDA gives its final approval on the 10th, God knows why they can't give it today and we start tomorrow, but, you know, that's the way the government works. So, at any rate, the first shots. Now, what I'm not sure of, I forgot to ask him, because it requires a bonus. It requires a booster shot. So if you have the first shot, and then you apparently...
I think it's 28 days later.
Is
you
it
need
28
one.
Days? Yeah,
something like
it.
That.
So,
yeah.
So I think the first round goes, and then after that, the second round, which will include you and me in terms of age, I think partially where you are is going to affect it as well. But most people who are the most vulnerable, and they're putting that in an age category, and apparently health-wise as well, will get the second shots right around the first part of January, first to mid part of January. So, you know, that I think will calm everybody down a little bit. I think you'll see, with the advent of that, a real change in attitude and concern and the way people are living. But even so, you've probably seen it down in Florida, all these damn kids and the parties and things that they've...
Absolutely. It continues in Florida. In fact, on my drive up to Atlanta... when I would pull into a rest stop, I pulled into one near Gainesville the other night, And it was like there was a party going on there. Mm-hmm. Several cars were there, a group of people, must have been 15 people. They all seemed to know each other. They were in different cars, however. And they're out there having a great time, no mask, no distancing whatsoever, and acting as though everything is perfectly normal. And I noticed a lot of people were not wearing masks. And I'm thinking to myself, we're in the middle of a pandemic, and these people seem to think that they're not going to be involved or affected by this, I should say. And I was really rather amazed and disappointed at our fellow men and women who were not taking the time to simply wear a mask.
Yeah. All right. I think that's been your experience right along on the beach where you live, Victoria, right?
Yeah.
All of this stuff is the same stuff.
We took the dogs out on Thanksgiving Day, which was just such a beautiful day. It was about 70 degrees, so we took the dogs out for a walk on the beach, and I think we were probably the only two people wearing masks. It was just crazy.
Amazing.
I don't know why people aren't getting it. I just don't understand it.
Yeah. There's a ruling, speaking of that, number four this week on the countdown is a focus on whether or not you can, I guess the Supreme Court said that religious restrictions on whether you can go to church or not are not, that's not legal. You can't tell people they can't go to church, right? Isn't that basically the
bottom
line?
That was aimed at New York.
Yeah.
And because they had, they had a wedding of a very famous rabbi. I think it was his daughter married someone, and they had 7,000 people in a synagogue for this wedding.
Really?
And yes. And so, and a friend of mine, I know. And a friend of mine works in one of the major hospitals at Mount Sinai. She works in the ER. And she said that almost immediately after that wedding, they had at least 200 people in the hospital with COVID because of that wedding that they had attended. So it's just, you know, and so Governor Cuomo tried to, after that happened, they fined the synagogue $15,000, which is nothing, but they fined them, and then they challenged it in court, and then it went to the Supreme Court, and Amy Coney Barrett was the deciding vote that, you know, she's very religious, and so she said you can't stop anybody from gathering, you know, whether it's COVID or not.
Is that why she made her decision, or is it because it was a legal thing? She made the decision.
I mean, I don't
know. In your estimation.
In my estimation, we know how religion is, and I'm not saying anything against anyone's religion. I'm just saying she is very openly, she's very vocal about religion.
Yeah, she is.
And so,
shouldn't leave it at the door, though. That's not part of the law. That's
right.
That's
so the criticism on her is this is her first major ruling, and it's you know, putting a lot of people's health in jeopardy.
All right. Well, there it is. In a moment, we're going to look at. I just find it interesting to see where the hotspots are. I just looked at a map. Do you know where the hottest spot, where the most increases have been this past week in terms of how many people have COVID? What do you want to pick a city? If you haven't seen this yet, maybe
my guess would be something like South Dakota or something
that. Yeah, that's what I would guess too.
Not even close. Buffalo.
Oh, jeez.
Really?
There you go. Yep.
Wow.
Buffalo, New York. All right, we move along with the focus. We're starting. Sometimes I start at number 10 and work to number 1. This week we're starting at number 1 and working down. The election. And not only the situation nationally, but what's going on in Georgia, because you're in Georgia. Be interesting to know from your perspective, John, how that stuff seems to be shaping up. I'm sure you made some observations. We'll get to those as the Talk Radio Review continues for this week.
It's the Black Friday sale at Ace. Visit acehardware.com to get your coupon for 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online this Friday only. Find the perfect gifts for everyone on your list from some of our best brands and more. Save big on Black Friday with 50% off any item under $30 in-store or online only at Ace. Must present coupon to redeem. Offer valid at participating stores and acehardware.com on regular priced items. Limit 1. Exclusions apply.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
My name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, moving back into our overview, what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio is something that I've been doing on the air with Michael Harrison for about 27 years, as it turns out, since the beginning of Talkers Magazine, and is an hour that accompanies Michael in his overview of what's going on from the official stats that come into Talkers Magazine. I invite the ladies who are on the DJV program with me to go through it sort of as a review. Because Jennifer's off this week, I've invited John Harper, who's no stranger to these proceedings, to come in and talk about, from his perspective, what some of the elements are of these top 10 stories. So I was talking about the, I said we'd talk about Trump refusing to concede. I don't know that there's much to that story other than, you know, a lot of huzzerai back and forth. What I'm interested in is your read, John, on the election in Georgia, the runoff election between Loeffler and Warnock and Perdue and Austin, I believe is the way you pronounce his name. So when you got into Georgia, what do you see on the news media there, newspapers and on TV and stuff about this?
Well, that's a great question, Doug, because I wasn't, and as I drove through the state, as soon as I got into Georgia, and I'm listening, tuning across the radio dial, and I can't believe how many commercials for all of the political ads for all of the candidates are airing.
It's a bonanza. Absolutely for radio.
Oh, my God, yes. And the billboard campaigns and the television campaign. I turned on the TV quickly this morning to just kind of get an update. And back to back and bumper to bumper, you're seeing spots for all of the candidates. So it is a hotbed of discussion here in Georgia, from what I've been able to determine, and the people that I've spoken to here in the small area that I'm at the moment. And people are really, really, I think, going to be turning out for this election. And it is definitely raising the temperature here in the state as far as the political climate. And it will continue through January. It is really hot as far as this election.
So Trump says he's going to go there to campaign for the Republicans. Get a sense of whether that'll do any good or not. Does it help? Does it hinder? Or does nobody pay any attention to him now?
I think Doug, it'll probably help. The Trump supporters are still going strong. Boy, I saw a lot of Trump signs all the way up to Atlanta, Georgia, along I-75. And
sure.
I think probably it will help those candidates on the Republican side. And I wouldn't be surprised if maybe that'll push it over. I don't know.
Well, I think it's going to be one way or the other. I don't know that, Victoria, you and I have had that much conversation about it, because that's not what we, that's not the mainstay of our DJV program. But in terms of looking at it, do you agree with me that it looks like one Republican, one Democrat wins this thing? Or what do you think?
I kind of do think that, yeah. Which basically means the Senate doesn't change at all.
Right. Yeah.
We'd have to, you know, on I'm on the left on our show. You know, we've got a left, a right, and a center, and so I'm the lefty, and so yeah, we would need both senators in Georgia to win the Democratic ticket, and then that would flip the Senate. But I think you're right. I think it's probably going to be one and one. I'm not sure if the Purdue guy is going to pull it off though. He's got a few scandals. He had a lot of gaffes, if you want to call them that. You know, during the initial campaign, which he won, but it was less than 0.5% of the votes. So that's the margin that if you're not above that, it triggers the automatic runoff in Georgia. So he narrowly won, but since then he's had a lot of financial stuff come out against him, and I don't know. He's
nothing special.
I think he's got a hard time to win again.
Yeah, he's not. There's nothing special about him. He's a typical glad-handing phony, as far as I can see, and that's not going to help him out. You would think it wouldn't help him out in these circumstances. All right, so that's the political overview. Trump pardoning Michael Flynn.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com. When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Trump said on Thursday that delivery of the coronavirus vaccine would begin next week or the week after. Speaking to U.S. troops overseas via video link to mark the Thanksgiving holiday, Trump said the vaccine would initially be sent to frontline workers, medical personnel, and senior citizens first. A video released by the Los Angeles Police Department Wednesday showed a man identified as 50-year-old Jose Fuentes crossing Central Avenue Sunday evening. He was hit by a motorcycle falling to the ground. Moments later, a second and third vehicle hit the victim. All three immediately left the scene. The U.S. Supreme Court voted 5-4 on Wednesday to bar restrictions on religious services in New York. The verdict demonstrates Democrat Governor Andrew Cuomo overstepped his authority against the U.S. Constitution. Cuomo's statement, "I think the Supreme Court ruling on the religious gatherings is more illustrative of the Supreme Court than anything else." This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
President Trump held a press conference after his Thanksgiving video chat with troops stationed overseas. Let's listen in to some of his comments.
There are those who say what I'm doing right now is the single most important thing I've ever done. And I think it may be true. It may be true. The vaccines, and by the way, don't let Joe Biden take credit for the vaccines. If Joe Biden, you know, Joe Biden failed with the swine flu. H1N1, totally failed with the swine flu. Don't let him take credit for the vaccines, because the vaccines were me, and I pushed people harder than they've ever been pushed before. And we got that approved and through, and nobody's ever seen anything like it. And you got a big resistance in the FDA from years and years of people working there, for years and years, different administrations. But the vaccines are, there are those that say it's one of the greatest things. It's a medical miracle. Don't let anyone try and take credit for it. But with all of the things I've done, this could be the most important, because there's been voter fraud going on, but never at this scale. Tens of millions of ballots have been sent out to people that didn't even want them. Many people, and I know you've heard, many people have received 2, 3, and 4 ballots. And many people have taken those 2, 3, and 4 ballots and they voted them. This election was a fraud. It was a rigged election. I mean, I hate to say it, but this was a rigged, at the highest level, it was a rigged election.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Back into our fold here on the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio. According to the folks at Talkers Magazine, they're on duty no matter what, 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, all year long. We do this 52 times a year, because for those of you who are unwashed, there are 52 weeks. You didn't study that in school. There are 52 weeks, actually, in the year. This is Thanksgiving week. And at your service is Victoria Keelan from the DJV program and John Harper, who's here from WMEL on the Space Coast. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael Flynn got pardoned this week. I don't think this was a huge earth-shaking decision, right? Most people who know anything about Michael Flynn think he's kind of an you-know-what. But by the same token, he got bagged by the FBI in the usual way. He wasn't able to answer them, or he didn't give them answers to questions, but that wasn't the real reason that he got into trouble. He got into trouble because he gave answers.
Yeah, he lied. Well, he admitted to lying twice under oath, yeah. And that's why that's perjury. Yeah. So, you know, but yeah, the weird thing is Trump didn't really have a lot of love for Michael Flynn at all.
No.
He only lasted 22 days in the administration. But I mean, you know, in the Trump administration, 22 days is actually a long time.
Yeah.
That's like probably 22 years. So it's like a Hollywood marriage. And so who knows? I think it was Trump's, you know, way of kind of getting back at the Robert Mueller investigation. And yeah. So this is, I think that's the real motivation of pardoning him. I don't think it's because Trump has any real love for Michael Flynn.
Okay, Talk Radio Extra. Speaking of Hollywood marriages, Megan Fox apparently ending her marriage to Brian Austin Green. I know you told me at one point in time who he was, and I've forgotten.
She was on 90210, the original 90210.
All right. So she's got a new boyfriend, Machine Gun Kelly. And mm-hmm. I'm trying to remember why I know him.
He's a music artist. People don't pay that much attention to him.
Shotgun Kelly.
Oh, is that who I'm thinking of?
I don't think you know him.
Shotgun.
But that's the second time she's filed for divorce from Brian Austin Green, so maybe this time it'll stick.
Right. There you go. A little gossip, just good for the heart every once in a while. So the next item here on our countdown, number three, the new administration, even though the people with Trump and him, some of the news media, it isn't even news media anymore. It's just opinion media. Oh, he can't concede because it isn't sure that he's elected. Come on. And so they've started to change things around. You see anybody in this list, either Victoria or John, the people who have been appointed or at least suggested for appointments to various positions that would be good, bad, or indifferent? It looks like a rehash of Obama's years to me.
Well, some of the people actually go all the way back to Clinton. to the Clinton era and even further back to when Joe Biden had a very long career in the Senate. So he's picking people that he's worked with for many years and people he obviously trusts. So, you know, I saw an article a couple days ago. It said, you know, when looking at his picks, you know, there's nothing flashy, there's nothing controversial there, but it said, you know, he's showing that, you know, he's hiring a bunch of adults. There are actual adults in the room now. So I thought that was kind of funny.
Well,
you know, I don't think we're going to have the revolving door that we've had in the last 4 years.
Well, it's attitudes, most than anything else. Yes, John.
No, you're absolutely right. The attitude is totally different. It's professional. I think the people that he's nominated so far for his cabinet look to be people who are not going to have a closet filled with all types of skeletons and things like that. And overall, I think it's a pretty good pick thus far with many people on his cabinet. And Biden is trying to be representative, as he keeps saying, about the makeup of the country. And I think so far he's accomplishing that. I think some pretty good choices.
You know, it's interesting because Elizabeth Warren, in her usual fashion, is over there. She's always running into the room, waving her hands around. It's like she's over in the room. Here, here, I'm here. Pick me. Like to the teacher.
Well, I think to his credit, he has dodged some real landmines. He has not put Elizabeth Warren, who is not that popular. And so he has not put her anywhere. He's not put Bernie Sanders anywhere. I think a lot of people were, you know, worried that, you know, that the super progressive wing of the Democratic Party was going to be taking over. And that's completely not the case.
Much to AOC's chagrin, which will probably not force her, but give her the entree to start her own party in a couple of years. But really what went on in the decision-making process, if you look at Vermont, where Bernie's from, and Massachusetts, where Warren is from, both have Republican governors.
Right.
So, hello, if you appoint them to cabinet positions, you automatically give the Republicans two more
seats in the Senate.
Seats in the Senate. So.
Right.
Yeah, you don't think
and,
those
and
guys
going
are...
back to Georgia, you know, obviously the Democrats are hoping to flip the Senate with those two seats in Georgia. It's possible. You know, though, the truth is it's possible because they have over 780,000 absentee ballots have already been requested. And they have and the number of young people who will be 18 by January 5th on that runoff election, the number of new registered voters is it's a lot of people. So there is a chance that it can absolutely flip. I think it'll probably be 1-1, but I could be wrong, and it might actually flip. So you have to keep Elizabeth Warren in place. You have to keep Bernie where he is, or else, you know, you're just stacking the cards against you.
Neither one. Warren doesn't want to stay.
Point.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
Yeah, it's a good point because you could lose with the Republican governors, as you said, Doug, in those two states. You could conceivably then lose those two seats and turn them over to Republicans. And so I think that was a wise move not to do anything with them right now.
See you later, alligator.
By the way, John, that played into why he chose Kamala Harris, because Governor Newsom in California will obviously will appoint another Democratic senator.
Probably appoint himself.
Into it.
Yeah, he's that he's the type of an egomaniac. Horrible.
He's lying low after that that indoor dining incident.
He's
been pretty quiet.
He is. Yeah, he's a real man. Those guys. Anyway, I didn't ask you because I haven't really talked to you since the election, John. Did you vote in person in Florida? Did you do absentee? Did you mail? What did you do to vote?
No, I voted in person, and it took me that day I voted. It took me about a half hour, but it was quite painless and very efficient. So, yeah, I was in person, no doubt about it.
Something very strange and unusual for Florida.
Yeah, exactly. I heard somebody the other day say that Florida is the new model of the way elections should be run, which I found rather comical.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'll take a pass on that one. Thank you. Number five on the countdown list this week, a focus on the economy and the stock market this week as prices over 30,000.
It hit 30,000 for the first time in history.
Yep.
And I think a lot of it, you know, Republicans will say, well, that's because the economy was really good prior to the pandemic, and so that's, you know, they're trying to give Trump credit for that. I honestly don't think that this is either Trump or Biden. I think this is vaccine news. This is optimism about let's turn the page, let's turn the corner, let's get to the next year. I think there's so many other things involved, and I honestly don't. I think it's a little bit of Trump, it's a little bit of Biden, but I think for the most part, it's good news on the vaccine. As soon as Trump started the transition, the stock market shot up again because the stock market loves stability. That is the number one thing it loves is stability. That's really to credit that. I think no one can really claim it as one person.
Look at the stock when it comes to medicines, especially these companies.
Pharmaceuticals are way up. Yeah.
The guy who is the owner, actually, of AstraZeneca, he's a University of Oxford graduate, and he got Oxford to work with his company, some of the scientists at Oxford in England to work with his company. His value went up $1 billion in one day.
That's incredible.
Amazing.
Of this stuff.
How much was that, Doug? Do that again.
$1 billion with a B, thank you very much. He's only 39 years old.
You need to put the reverb, the echo on that when you say billion.
All right, let me try that. Here it is. $1 billion.
Must be nice.
In my studio. Yeah, it's a little toy in the studio. All right, moving along. The situation with our...
Doug, real quick, before we move along, don't forget Trump said that if Joe Biden was elected... you can kiss your 401ks and the market goodbye because it would tank. And so much for that.
Well, I mean, so much for whatever he says. He was on the TV moaning. It was Thanksgiving, and he was moaning and groaning about the election. It's time for him to take a break. Time for us to move on. That's all. It's a new, whether you like it. I mean, there's a lot of people. I'm not sure I share your enthusiasm for some of the people that are part already announced of the new administration. I'm most focused, frankly, on the FCC and what they are going to do for radio station ownership, because that's my business. Right. And I'm also a farmer, and I'm interested in the ag secretary because the ag world has been in shambles since Sonny Perdue has been. He's a Georgian. He has done nothing to help most of his family farmers.
Betsy DeVos and Sonny Perdue, I cannot wait to watch them vacate their offices.
Right.
Yeah.
The door hit you on your butt.
Oh.
John's voice says it all.
That's right, exactly. All right, speaking of DeVos, let's talk about the school closings. Number six this week on the countdown. We'll get to that right after these words here. Talk Radio Review.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
Systemic racism, white supremacy, microaggressions. The American people are being told we live in a country that is racist to its core. We're being lied to. Black America's biggest challenges aren't what the far left says they are. They're using us to promote their own agenda. I'm Bob Woodson. I led demonstrations during the civil rights movement, and I worked to relieve poverty in some of the country's toughest neighborhoods. The leaders employ the virtues and values of our founders. They are really our modern-day patriots. That is why we founded 1776 Unites, a black-led movement to challenge the proposition that because of America's birth defect of slavery, whites are to be forever blamed and shamed, and blacks are to be pitied and paid. We will no longer be used, and we need your help. If you support us, contribute a tax-deductible donation to 1776unites.com. 1776unites.com.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
The number one gift in this stressful year? Relaxation from Homedics. Soothing stress for over 35 years, Homedics is the top home massage products brand with gifts for every aching muscle on your list with free shipping on orders over $50. Holiday supplies won't last, so avoid the rush while you can at HOMEDICS.com. Get the perfectly relaxing, perfectly affordable gift now at Homedics.com and major retailers everywhere.
What can help you take advantage of today's low mortgage rates and save money? Rocket can. You can save hundreds of dollars every month by refinancing with Rocket Mortgage at today's near historic low rates. If your current rate is over 4%, you could lower your payment by over $150 a month, saving thousands in interest every year. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Savings are based on quick loans, terminal data, wait, and fees may apply. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing letter, license in all 50 states, and NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Good. All right, let's move back into a couple more moments here of our talk radio review. The situation in our public schools, this really has accentuated the horror of management, of political management, especially in places like California, where they don't, one day the schools are open, the next day they're closed.
New York City, same thing.
New York, same thing.
De Blasio has completely just mismanaged all of the schooling.
BS
artist. It's awful. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's terrible.
In my estimation, kids should be in school, period, end of story. That's it. I don't know what
Well, and there have been some health studies that have shown that the kids in school they're not really the issue in terms of spreading the virus.
Bringing it home.
It's indoor dining at restaurants. They've contact traced that. And indoor gatherings, you know, large indoor gatherings. That's really, from people from different households, that's really where the virus is spreading the most.
Yeah. So, anyway, what are they doing in Florida? I haven't really followed Florida, where you're from, John. What's going on there?
It basically is the same thing as the rest of the nation as far as our boy governor here, as I call him, puppet of Trump, is trying to ensure that everything stays open and there is no pandemic. And, hey, come on down. Things are great.
Spend your money here. Hi, John Harper from WMEL, Victoria Keelan from the DJV Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Talk radio review time 10 before the hour.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Fresh off a good Thanksgiving, he's got lots to be thankful for, as do most of us. If you really get right down to brass tacks, we all have a lot to be thankful for. I'm driving a pretty nice car, and I expect that every day Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com drives a pretty swanky car, too. He drives a different one every day because everybody that's in the car business wants him to test out their cars. So we're going to get to that. A lot of auto news this week, which we'll get to. Here, though, is the latest from Motor Trend.
Motor Trend has announced the winner of the 2021 Car of the Year. Finalists were evaluated for safety, efficiency, value, advancement in design, engineering excellence, and performance of intended function. Motor Trend's editor-in-chief, Mark Rechtin, has the details.
We are proud to announce that Motor Trend's 2021 Car of the Year award goes to the Mercedes-Benz E-Class lineup. Whether in sedan, wagon, coupe, or convertible form, the E-Class reflects an excellence that is the industry benchmark. With old-school luxury from the graining of the wood to the suppleness of the leather seats to the consistency of design all around the exterior and interior, the E-Class also carries the latest in automotive technology. There is something simply reassuring about sitting inside a whisper-quiet yet thunderous Mercedes-Benz.
For all the latest information on Motor Trend's Car of the Year, the Mercedes-Benz E-Class, go to MotorTrend.com or pick up the latest issue of Motor Trend on newsstands now.
All right, let's get into it here. Nick Miles from rautoexpert.com. Tesla issuing recall orders for vehicles, let's see, the Model X and the Model Y. They don't have a Model Z. probably, right?
Not yet.
All right. So what's the basic problem other than the roof of the car flips off? What's the real what's the real problem here?
Do you have a 3-hour show?
Now you got 3 minutes, pal.
Yeah, no, honestly, Tesla have had quite a few problems. Tesla have had a lot of recall or a lot of issues with their vehicles, but the recalls have happened. There's no surprise that they've had recalls in their vehicles. They've had a lot of issues. Most people know about the recalls coming out, but the biggest problems they've had are the fit and finish. Most of them have weak adhesive problems and loose bolts. That's the problem with them. So they were
careless. It seems to me that it's carelessness. Is that fair under the circumstances? Yeah. It isn't a good product. It's touted as being a good product, but it really isn't.
Yeah, the thing with it is it's well designed, and we've always said thumbs up, good design, great, but horrible execution. It's like you've got all the ingredients for an incredible gâteau, but you just have made a horrible gâteau. That's what happened.
Right. Yeah.
And they've also had bad suspension. They have poor suspension too, those sort of things.
Well,
but a weak adhesive is just a bad design. A weak adhesive is a bad design. I mean, you should have caught that in the design phase. But everything else, you know.
Well, but it's all about the electric and the touting of that and the opening the gate to that kind of car. Look at Elon Musk. He's the second wealthiest guy in the world now. Because of Tesla, which is not a great machine under any measurement, actually. I see that go ahead, excuse me.
I was going to say, if you look at Ford, GM, and what it's now going to be called Stellantis, if you add those together, they're not worth as much as Tesla, all three of those, yet Tesla sell less cars than one of them.
Yeah.
So it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it shows you the stock market loves, and so do investors, obviously, loves the idea of electrification. That's the new deal. So he's going to, and Biden, you can be sure, is going to put a lot of dough into that. So that sector is a good place to invest in. Whether anything good comes out of it in the short run or not remains to be seen. Meanwhile, General Motors having a problem with Takata again. This is not about, though, the airbag, is it? Is it something else? What does this have to do with?
The Takata airbag again, the airbag inflators in the airbags. But, will this problem ever go away? Why didn't they just replace all the Takata airbags at the start and we would have been done with it? People would have been safe. It's getting to be really old and people are still getting hurt and still dying. It's a problem where people should have just said, let's take them out and do it all at the beginning. But no, it's still going on, like 3 or 4 years after we heard of the first problem.
Right.
Problem. So $7 million this time, or $6 million this time. It's very, 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 very tiresome.
The folks at GM, while we're on that, say they were not going to back the current administration's effort to bar California from setting its own emission rules. So what does that do for GM? Is that they are making electric cars and they're going to boost that as a priority of GM?
Well, it was interesting that GM were all sort of on the Trump train at one portion, and now they're on now we're on the Biden train. So
RG.
They're on the train of the week. They're
right,
on the train of the week.
Follow the leader, as it were. Yeah, okay. All right, thank you, my friend. Nick Miles, happy Thanksgiving.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.